I had my story laid out here, Star Tribune, but then it switched sites. Now I come back. Come on, where is the Jeff Day vasectomy talk? Okay, you're 40. You have not had a vasectomy yet, right?
Correct.
Are you considering that possibility?
Yes.
Could we carry it live on WCCO radio?
Anything in it for me?
Yeah, you get a vasectomy.
So CCO's covering the cost?
Well, I'll find a doctor.
Then I'm out.
I mean,
I'm not going with your guy.
Why not?
Because I have a feeling you're not going to be doing much work to find the greatest vasectomy doctor in the area.
We got to make somebody who's radio friendly, right?
I have a feeling you're just going to go for any Joe, Bob, Susie, or Joan that says, yeah, I'll take care of
that.
What's
wrong with Joe and Bob and all these other people that you're downplaying?
I'm not sure they're MDs. You might throw a white coat on somebody and say, yeah, they'll take care of you.
That's exactly what I would do. Listen.
I need credentials. I got to walk into that office.
Get out of here.
And I need to see that diploma up on the wall so that they can, you know, shame all of us that didn't work so hard in college.
Yeah, it's not like, okay, you're going to trust the business. It's not like you're saying, show me some of your previous work, like it's a painting situation.
Well, I could talk to some guys.
Okay.
Hey, Bob, how'd it go for you? Pretty good. Tim, everything in fine shape? Solid.
See, we're having a problem here because I don't know why my Star Tribune site is locking up on me right now.
Oh, you got issues.
Let's just get to the premise because I know the story. This couple went in. In fact, you printed it for me.
Sure did. I'm wondering when you're going to get to the paper copy you have next to you.
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
I swear I printed that.
Yeah.
One, huh?
Yeah. You did.
Yeah. So what about vasectomy?
I wanted to have it, you know, right here in front of me.
Well, you're a multimedia guy. You're not bound down, held down by paper.
Excuse me? I'm not bound when?
You heard me.
Okay. So this couple decides in 2008, we're going to get a vasectomy. He's going to get the vasectomy, but they had talked about it, okay? And they picked a place, Minnesota Urology, very recognizable in town, place that many people view as very reputable. And then guess what happened? 4 years later, turns out pregnant. 2018, the husband was 38, the wife was 33. They had three children under the age of five, both professionals, and decided we've had enough for a variety of reasons and we're going to move on. They vasectomy took place. You have to bring a sample back. The sample said all good. Guess what? The sample was actually positive.
Misread.
Sadly, the person who incorrectly read the results has passed away way too young, at the age of 49. So this vasectomy happens in 18. Then in late March, the wife finds out she's 15 weeks pregnant. Then he goes back, and guess what? He has his semen tested once again. And guess what? It's now read properly. And what is it, Dave Ergen?
Positive.
That's positive. So they now are going after Minnesota Urology. It's a legal argument of wrongful conception. I'm not going to get into all the legal part because we could. They've retained an economics professor, calculated the cost of raising a child somewhere between $300,000 and $600,000. They're also seeking $6 million related to the loss of earning capacity. Talking about how their professional lives were changed again. Jeff Day has all the details. Here's my question, though. If this happened to any one of us, what do you do? What do you do? I've said before, this is a transparent show in the For a couple of years, Kathleen and I talked, do we want to have another child? Hunter and Griffin were born in 95 and 96, and 17 months apart. And I had a very busy schedule back then. It was tough, in particular on Kathleen. There was a lot of responsibility in her. And by 99, things are settling down just a little bit. You know how busy that is. Everybody, most people listening know that, whether it's they live that life or people close to them. And we talked a lot. And in the end, we decided maybe we're good. And we were using birth control. And I was on a, this will shock you, golf trip to Scotland. And all of a sudden got a phone call that changed my life. Caused me to never call a game for the Arizona Cardinals, which I had agreed to do. And I was going to go bounce back and forth with the Wolves and the fan. But that's among the greatest calls of my life, if not the greatest call of my life. Because Quentin was born. That created the scenario where Quentin would be born. It was a jolt. But even with every moment where Quentin has struggled, including recently his seizure and his syndrome and all that, he's my hero. Thank God birth control did not work for us. Can't imagine any part of my life without any of the three. What do you think most people would do? And do you fault them for doing this? It's a very personal decision. But they had decided with three, for reasons including professionally, that they were going to move forward. And they went to a place, very good place, well respected. And the results were wrong. Vasectomy didn't work. I have no idea how often that happens. But should have been told, guess what? You're still positive. Results were read wrong. They now are going after the doctors with claims of up to $6 million. How do you wrestle with that? Because you certainly don't want the child in any way to feel like we're regretful that you're here. You don't want that to come out.
Hopefully they never Google your names.
Yeah. That's part of this dilemma, right? Because when the child reaches a certain age and the child is, you know, this is young, maybe their explanation is right on tone, right on note, and at an age of comprehension, and I'm not questioning their parenting in any way, none, zero, zilch. Maybe they explain it away. Maybe the child takes it the other way. But if this is something you pursued and you trusted the results and you had reasons that tens of millions of other parents would say, I get it. And by the way, if no other parent agree with you, you're still allowed to do it. They were breaking the law. Oh, my God, they're getting a vasectomy. Who knows how many vasectomies are taken? Are more people visiting all the pizza ranches all across America today than getting vasectomies? I don't know. Tying back to a previous story on the show. What do you do? Can you think of what you would do?
I think I would say, well, I guess we're having another child. Let's dig in and figure out how we're going to do this.
You can do that, though, and also do this, right?
Yeah. I don't think it's in my nature to go that far. But like I think you are saying, I'm not saying they're wrong for doing it either. No.
I'm not saying they're bad people.
No, I'm not at all. I'm questioning the $6 million. That seems a bit outrageous, but I don't know their finances. I don't know their jobs. Maybe it's not.
Yeah. Moving to Chicago, opportunities, both are successful. You know, that could be, hey, we're putting a bigger number on there right now.
Yeah, and why wouldn't you put the big number hoping you get half of that or something like that?
You're not coming out and saying, hey, for $5,000, we're all good and we still have a child.
That'd be a little high for me still.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't fault them for taking this route.
Right.
And they really don't.
And there's a big legal part of this, too, that I didn't get into, which another host could say, let's talk about the legal part of it. And we talk legal frequently. But I just thought the parental, the love, and also the reality. If you have three kids who I'm sure you care for immensely, and you've decided, you know, we only have so much time in the day, and we want to make sure we're amazing parents to them, and also we want to be fulfilled in other parts of our life. And all of a sudden, this happens.
Yeah.
That is incredibly disruptive. And also someone might say, incredibly amazing. But if you've decided you don't want to pursue a fourth and you go to a doctor's office, a high-quality doctor's office, and someone literally misreads the data, do you just say, okay, fine, it happened and we have our child?
I think I probably would. But, I mean, part of the concern for me, as we mentioned, you know, what does that child think growing up if they find out about this whole situation? What are their, you know,
that's
what are their siblings going to say to that fourth child if they, I'm sure they have at least some idea that, you know, something's going on where mom and dad aren't exactly super thrilled that this fourth child is on the way.
Can you be elated that a child is here and also mad and feel like there's legal proof that a doctor's office didn't live up to what they told you?
Yeah. I think you can.
Right? Let's do this. I want to hear from people. You want to elaborate with a phone call? You want to text? What do you think? Do you have any idea what you would do? What is your reaction to this very unique vasectomy story? Also, if you want to share with, when did you get your vasectomy? U.S. Open 2007.
Oh, very nice.
Angel Cabrera holds off Tiger Woods and Jim Furyk.
Where was that one at?
Oakmont.
Sure.
Frozen peas. I mean, it all comes together. What do you want to say about this vasectomy story? It's 49 past 2. 651-461-9226. Among the texts coming in, 651-461-9226, was that Dr. Susie Jones? No, it was not Dr. Susie Jones involved in the story. Another text, trust the process. I think a lot of people would just trust that process and say, okay, we now have a fourth child in some ways, you know, with Kathleen on birth control. And, I mean, another part of this, I went to my doctor and said, well, it's time for me to get a vasectomy. And my doctor then, still doctor, said, well, I encourage all my friends still to wait a couple months. And so when we waited, thankfully, we found out Quentin was going to arrive. Did you hear this story or were you doing something else?
Oh, I heard it.
Okay. What do you think?
It's complicated, right? Because vasectomies don't always work.
Yeah.
And I had a vasectomy, and they test you. They're like, looks good. Mm-hmm. But I guess I was never under the illusion that it was 100% guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and again, just a reminder on this one for the folks just tuning in, vasectomy happens, turn in the sample, they say all is good.
Looks good.
You know, you're no longer
no swimmers.
No swimmers. You're done.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out the nurse read the results wrong.
Right. A little different.
Yep.
Than because she screwed up and she's dead.
And she's dead. She's passed away.
So she can't explain herself.
Right.
Not that she would remember.
Right. It seems like she just made mistakes happen.
Made a mistake.
Mistakes happen. Do you think most people view the parents as wrong?
Yes.
For going after.
Yes.
I think they do, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, because what you're asking a court to do in this case is put a dollar figure on the distress that has been caused you for having a child. I mean, that's, I hope they had a good long conversation with the lawyer. Like, are you sure mm-hmm. you want to file this? Like, it's yeah. interesting.
Right.
But if there was negligence, also, like, if you take your emotions out of it and say, well, when they read the labs, you expect that they're telling you the correct results.
Yeah.
Now, isn't there some other check and balance in the process where, like, okay, the one person gives you the wrong results, fine, but, like, somebody else saw these results.
I doubt it, right? You know, a place like Minnesota Urology has a lot of patients.
It's probably in a file. Accurate results were in a file.
Right. You know, it's...
And maybe there should be another check. I don't know. That's what the lawsuit is for, I guess.
Right. And then, as you heard me, I didn't get into... Because the legal part of it's interesting, too. I get how a lot of people are going to be mad at the parents. I'm not automatically mad at the parents. I don't see a scenario where I would follow that path.
Mm-hmm.
But if they had given this great thought, and this is what they wanted to do, including already having three children.
Right.
And trying to map out a profession along with that, including potentially moving to Chicago. Now...
How's this kid going to feel in, like, 15 years?
That's what we were talking about. How do you have
Oof.
That?
My kids were mad that I had YouTube videos of them, like, taking baths and reading, like, little kid stories.
Never let them see fireworks.
Oof. Sad.
Let's not forget that. You never brought them yeah. to fireworks. The conversation with the child at whatever level of maturity they decide is going to be a complicated story Oof. And a complicated conversation where you're expressing your love,
yeah.
but you're also trying to...
It's good fodder. I mean, we appreciate them for filing this lawsuit. Give us some good material.
I needed two segments?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Wonderful. Snip, snip.
Yeah. Well, maybe not. Yeah. Maybe just snip, not snip.